The chicken sandwich war ain't over yet. Introducing Zaxby's new signature sandwich with a double hand-breaded filet, split-top bun, and Zax sauce, our new spicy Zax sauce. Only at Zaxby's.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Checkpoint on Campus. Norris Howard here, joined alongside Jacob Brothers. This is your voice for college esports. And we have another guest today. We got Jacob Lane. You know him as Toons, captain of the Sheridan Call of Duty team that currently sit in the top five in the entirety of North America for college Call of Duty. Toons, thank you for joining us so much.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and so first thing I want to ask is that you guys have been on a tear lately, and this is no disrespect to anybody you've been playing, but my goodness, every time you guys play, it seems to either be a blowout or you guys pull it out. How you guys are flying high? How do you feel right now?
I think we feel really good, honestly. We've been practicing quite a bit against some of the top five teams like Georgia Southern. We've been matching up pretty good against them. Same with Carleton. We've had a couple big wins the past couple weeks against Carleton, a couple other good teams as well. But yeah, we've been playing really well. We've been working on our chemistry more than anything and been hanging out quite a bit. So yeah, as a team, I think we're one unit, and I think we're ready to take on playoffs in the coming week.
Yeah, and I want to talk a little bit about that Carleton match a little bit. It was one of you guys' tougher match. 47 was able to go off in that first map, but you guys were able to hunker down and really bring it back. When you guys talked to each other on the comms, was that more of a conversation of if we shut this guy down, we win? Or did you guys just kind of keep to your game plan, stay focused, and you were able to win that way?
So yeah, after the first map, we were a little upset. We didn't really play like how we usually play on that map. We just kind of we had like an off map or whatever, and obviously 47 capitalized on that. He shut us down pretty hard, and it was kind of like a one-man wrecking crew. And we looked at the coming maps, and we knew those maps were a little bigger, and that he wouldn't be able to like just run through our team like that. So it really helped that the maps were just bigger, and we were able to spread the map a bit more and be able to take longer range gunfights against him and just control the map a little better compared to Garrison. But yeah, after the first map, we definitely knew we had our work cut out for us, but we just stuck to our game plan and made sure to stay calm and play our way, and it ended up working out.
Yeah, how do you feel about like the CDL overall? Because like we have to watch a lot of esports here, and there are so many that do it so wrong, and then there's the CDL, and they do it so right, and like everything's broadcast, and the storylines are great, and all the teams are good. So like, do you feel like you're playing like the best collegiate like league, and is it just like a blast to be in every week?
Oh yeah, I honestly think the CCL is probably the best collegiate league. I think they do it right. The production level that they're on for the size of who they are is like insane. Like compared to other collegiate leagues that have backing from like League of Legends, they have Riot and whatnot. CCL, they do it all at a house by themselves. So it's in-house. And it's just insane. Like it's just the production value there is so amazing, and there's so many good teams in the CCL this year. The competition is it's a lot of fun, and honestly it's such a great league just to be in.
Yeah, and so we're big fans of it. I actually prefer to watch CCL above even CDL personally. But one thing that I definitely want to ask is that the Ottawa teams have been number one, number two since forever, and you guys have been at that three spot right along with them. You know, eventually something's got to give here, and you guys either got to meet up in the playoffs or something. Are you guys looking at the Ottawa teams and going, we cannot wait to prove ourselves against those guys? Or are you just like, hey, it is what it is, and we're the best in our minds, so whatever.
Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to facing off against them. There's like a mock bracket of the College COD League going around, and it doesn't look like we're actually going to match up against them until like the winner's finals, if we make it that far, which I think we will. So the odds are we'll end up playing one of them in winner's finals, and if we lose, we'll end up playing the other one in the loser's finals. So, but I honestly am hopeful. I think if we play well and we're all playing our best, I think we could take them down. Yeah, they're definitely cemented for one and two for a reason. They're a good amount of they all have good experience, and they're all very solid players. So I'm thinking if we play well, we can definitely make some noise and hopefully make it a good series and hopefully take them out. We'll see. They're a good team. Good teams.
Yeah, and so the last thing I want to ask is, again, you guys continue to perform very well. What do you guys got to keep doing to keep this momentum going as we start to prepare for the postseason?
Honestly, I think we just need to keep practicing. The last couple of weeks, we've been practicing a little bit. Before that, we've practiced quite a bit. So in the coming weeks, I think we're going to have to step up our practice, prepare, start doing some research on the teams we're going to be playing, figuring out what maps that we should be playing against them. Yeah, overall, just work on our chemistry, because I feel like we all kind of understand how to play the game well. It just comes down to having good teamwork, which is going to, at the end of the day, is going to separate the good teams from the even better teams. So hopefully, with a bit more practice and a bit more studying of the game and the other teams, we'll be able to come out on top and really show up for playoffs, which is what we're hoping for.
Awesome. Jacob Lane, also known as Toons, coming to us from Sheridan. Thank you so much. We wish you guys all the luck in the rest of the season. And listen, you guys are one of my favorites to win the whole thing, so make sure you guys keep it up.
Oh, we'll do our best. Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Hey, it's James from Checkpoint XP. Now, you haven't been grinding solo queue for nothing. You're good enough for a varsity esports team, but you don't know where to look. That's where Looking For a Group comes in. It's a directory of every college esports program in the country. Programs, scholarships, whether you're a varsity player or looking for a recreational team, Looking For a Group has everything. Head to lfgroup.gg, find the college esports community that's right for you.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another jam-packed episode of Checkpoint on Campus. Don't forget, if you're a high school or college student looking for an esports program to join, go to Looking For Group. That's Looking For Group. Now, it's the main place where you can get all the resources about college esports programs. You're a marketer, you find out which ones have esports marketing. You find out which schools have esports management courses. Maybe you're a player and you want to join a Overwatch team. They got all those resources. lfgroup.gg is the website. Looking For Group is the company. Now, Jacob, the college fair has been a thing that we haven't heard much of, especially over the past couple semesters with COVID. But Ritual Motion, which is an esports firm out of Rhode Island, I want to get that right, Rhode Island, because I believe I said Long Island in the past, which is wrong. But Rhode Island, they're focused on inclusion and diversity. They partnered with Facebook Gaming for this college fair that took place over the weekend. Jacob, how interesting is it that we're starting to see college fairs for esports?
Yeah, it's just another one of those weird crossovers where, like, you know, over time they just started to mimic their real life counterparts, and this is the next step of that. But this one was also more in the direction of like health and wellness and like education resources for gamers, instead of just like, here are the various programs that you can join within our esports program. So it's an interesting direction for esports college fairs, which are also kind of a newer thing.
Yeah, and I really appreciate this, because Facebook Gaming kind of operates in this weird in-between zone where obviously we know that Twitch is the top dog when it comes to game streaming. Mm-hmm. We know YouTube has all the searchability and the install base that's almost as large as the entire planet Earth itself. But Facebook is really trying its best to sort of eke out its own lane in the game streaming area. And I haven't seen a lot by the way of esports. I've seen them do a lot in terms of personalities, but not esports specifically. So I do find this interesting that Facebook will host a college esports health and wellness fair, because I cannot recall ever watching a professional esports broadcast on Facebook ever.
Well, you kind of got to pick your lane. And I think that Facebook is able to pick a lane that actually works. So this keynote, there's also a lot of interesting speakers at this keynote.
Yeah, so you had Amon Green, who is the head coach of Lakeland University, former Green Bay Packer. We've had him on the show before. But also you have a litany of college coaches. You have the gaming partnerships team at Facebook itself. So there was a really, really nice blend of people who come from the gaming world, people who come from the social media world, and also people who are currently in the esports world. So I think this was really good for Facebook to be able to do something like this alongside Ritual Motion. And I hope we see more things like this in the future. So if you guys want more information, you guys can search Ritual Motion, or you can find all the stuff you need through Facebook Gaming. And I hope, again, we see more of this kind of stuff coming up soon.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.